This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Friday afternoon, April 19th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. There's mixed news for Netflix today after the streaming leader took some action to limit password sharing. We'll cover that in our next segment. But right now, Swifties across the globe in ecstasy today. That's because the Tortured Poets Department, the new double album, dropped overnight. Let's discuss the impact with Gina Shepherd, who's the midday host at B96. Thanks for jumping across the hall, Gina, to talk to us today. How did B96 handle the hype cycle? Was there somebody at the radio station at 11 o'clock or midnight last night waiting with the single ready to go as soon as the embargo lifted?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, a big day for Swifties and a big day for pop radio, B96 being a big part of that. So last night at 11, when the album dropped, the first of the double that dropped, Brew, who hosts our nights, he did do a full album play special with her. And to celebrate, after that has aired, every single hour we're playing Fortnite. It's the single off of her song, off of her album rather, The Tortured Poets Department, the one featuring Post Malone. And we are just wrapping our arms around this in every way we can. We have this entire streaming experience on the Odyssey app, which is available for free, and it's called Tay All Day, Taylor Swift songs, and everything celebrating the great success of her new album.
So then how do you manage the hype cycle? And I mean, this is like a story as old as radio itself. I mean, going back to, you know, Dick Biondi putting Beatles songs on the radio 60 years ago. So you do the album experience at 11 o'clock last night, and then she throws a curveball at you, 2 a.m., the double album is released. How do you react to that?
Well, we react as best we can. No one was expecting that double album play, but we're also thrilled for more music by Taylor Swift. And actually, today we did flip our station to B90 Swift instead of, you know, B96. Just more ways to celebrate and kind of honor the legacy that is Taylor Swift, as she somehow always manages to become a bigger star than she already was.
Now, obviously, everybody can get the Tortured Poets Department in all sorts of different media. You can get it on the radio. You can get it streaming. You can get it at Record Store Day tomorrow. I'm sure she's got some sort of century-old cylinder recording that's available soon. So it seems like the job of radio right now, the job of B96, is to really embrace the collective experience, because everybody who's listened to it wants to talk about it with somebody.
Absolutely. So you're going to hear that new single that she's pushing, Fortnite with Post Malone. That's every other hour on B96. You're going to hear that. But B96, we're still going to take care of all of our audience. Of course, you know, we have the music you've always loved and the best of what's new. So you're going to hear a nice mix when you tune into us.
And then when we're talking about embracing that collective experience, you just play the single, or because people have access to all 32 tracks on the double album, can you throw in a surprise or two? Obviously, there's a lot of stuff you can't air. the song about Florida, for example, which
right.
is great. But when I started in radio, there were 7 dirty words. I think we're now down to 3.5. But that particular word is still on that list. So do you go outside of the single and play some stuff off the album, like album cuts that people would know about and would be surprised hearing it?
We definitely did last night, just to celebrate the actual launch of the album. And then I think from here on out, we're going to take our audience's lead on that and let you guys tell us what you want to hear off of that album. come.
And then how far do you ride this hype cycle? Because it seems like this has just been Taylor Swift's world, starting with the concert at Soldier Field last summer, all the way through football season, through the Super Bowl, and here we are with the new album. So is this, what, 3-4 more months of just all Taylor all the time?
We are happy to support and ride that Taylor Swift hype as long as we possibly can. We love her, we support her, and clearly so many others do as well. So as she keeps making music that can connect with the average everyday person, we're going to keep churning that out for you to hear.
I will let you get back to work. Gina Shepherd, midday host, B96. Thanks for joining us today.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Netflix has released its report for the first quarter of the year. Let's get the update on the streaming giant from Dan Gallagher, tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street column in San Francisco. Dan, thank you for joining us today. And it seems like their strategy of cracking down on the password sharers continues to bear some fruit.
It sure does. I mean, they signed up more than 9 million subscribers just in the first quarter. That was like more than twice what analysts had expected. And it kind of continues the streak that we've seen over the last three quarters where they're just signing up a whole bunch in a much bigger pace than they were. And a lot of that is due to the fact that, like, now they're cracking down on these people that have been sharing passwords.
And it seems like Netflix, they are doing a pivot as well. They are no longer, or they're going to really dial back on emphasizing the number of new subscribers. They want to demonstrate revenue growth as opposed to subscriber growth going forward.
Yeah, and that was actually probably the worst bit of news from last night's earnings report when they said that starting next year, they're not going to even disclose the number of subscribers they have on a quarterly basis. And that's something that investors had really gotten used to seeing. Of course, it's a volatile number, and it kind of, those reports always made the stock a little more volatile. So I think it's going to take a while to get accustomed to that. But it's also reflects the reality that Netflix is the biggest streaming service by far, and they're going to be hitting a point where they're just not going to be able to grow the numbers like they used to, just because it's already on a very huge base.
Has Netflix turned a corner in that it finally became the streaming service that can really replicate the old broadcast model, which was delivering large audiences at scale that can be sold? Because I have noticed that they're really getting into the content licensing game that a lot of other studios that aren't seeing nearly as much success with their own streaming products are now licensing their shows, and all of a sudden they're finding audiences on Netflix.
They are, and that's been that's almost turned out to be kind of a win-win, because, you know, their media rivals are losing money in streaming, burning cash on that, so they're finding that they can get some cash flow by licensing their shows to Netflix. And, you know, as a kind of a bonus there, a lot of those shows, when they go on Netflix, all of a sudden find this new audience base, which the creators of those shows really like to see. Now we're going to, I think the other companies are going to still be picky on what they put there, because obviously they've got their own streaming services they're trying to build up. But you know, the reality is investors across the board want to see profitability. So, you know, if you can, you know, get to profitability earlier by essentially selling Netflix access to some shows, a lot of other companies are taking that bargain.
Are we approaching a point, Dan, where the other players in the streaming field will consolidate to perhaps build one mega competitor to Netflix, and you don't have a landscape that is nearly as fractured?
I don't see a point where it's just like one mega thing, mega service to compete against Netflix. I think it's possible we might see some consolidation amongst some of the smaller ones. But it's going to be, that's also difficult, both because big, you know, mergers and acquisitions are just harder to do in the current environment. And all of these companies kind of have their own issues to deal with. We're already seeing that with Paramount. They've got a lot of unique problems in trying to find somebody that's going to buy them. And that's not even about consolidation. So I think we may see that over time, but it's a lot easier said than done.
Dan Gallagher, tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street column in San Francisco. Thank you for joining us today.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Surveys indicate a growing number of people are unretiring. Let's discuss why people are returning to the workforce with Chris Everett, fiduciary financial planner and president of Everett Wealth Solutions in Forest Park, author of the book The Prescription for a Healthy Retirement. Chris, thank you for joining us today. And I suppose a healthy retirement could include going back to work, maybe on a part-time basis.
It sure could, especially with inflation, when you consider everything almost 18%. It's pretty interesting right now, isn't it?
Now, are we talking about people who are going back to work in order to beat prices that are higher now compared to when they decided to hang up their shingle a couple of years ago? Or is it someone returning to work just to fend off boredom?
Oh, I suppose it's a little bit of both, right? Depends on who you are. I love this conversation, though, because I make my clients really go through this exercise to see if they're ready for retirement, not only on a financial basis, but on an emotional basis.
Yeah, because I think for a lot of people, when they actually get close to retirement, I don't know about you, but some people tend to, they get to the water's edge and then they decide they're not going to take the next step. They're just really, you spend 40 years of your life doing one thing. It's really hard to imagine not doing that thing. So when you go back to work, do you go back to your old career or can you do something else?
Well, you know, that's also going to be dependent upon the person, what their options are. It's always good to keep your network available to you all the time, isn't it? So that if you wanted to go back, you have people you can call. It's almost like it's a job search sometime. I mean, I've had clients that are trying to figure out how can they get back in, and it's not as easy for some of them. Some it is, but it's not easy for everyone. But here's something else I want to ask. The last Social Security report talked about the reduction in Social Security benefits in 2033 by almost 25%. So these people that have retired too soon should be aware that in less than 10 years, their Social Security check will be reduced by almost a quarter. Are they ready for that?
And on top of that, I mean, when you are thinking about that far down the road, you have to think of an income source from somewhere. So maybe some people do think about going back to their old job, maybe teaching, maybe doing some consulting. Or could you go into a line of work that may reduce the expenses of your leisure activities? I mean, the one I always go to is maybe getting a part-time job at a golf course, or in the case of a friend, her dad works part-time for an airline, and as a result, they get travel benefits all around the country.
Of course. But going back to that Social Security reduction for a second, do you know that the previous year's report said that Social Security was going to be cut also by about 25%, but they extended it out to 2034, so 10 years from now. 1 year later, same reduction, but now 1 year earlier. The new report hasn't come out yet, and so with all the current spending that's been happening, I'm really curious to see what happens in the new projection. So it's a serious conversation that you bring to the table.
Chris Everett, fiduciary financial planner and president of Everett Wealth Solutions in Forest Park, author of the book, The Prescription for a Healthy Retirement. Thanks for joining us today. Still ahead, an Entrepreneur Friday, a Chicago area family-run company's green initiatives are providing a benefit to customers and its own bottom line.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Calls for a change of leadership at the CTA are growing louder. Concern continues over a wider regional conflict in the Middle East. It's Entrepreneur Friday. A well-known Chicago electronics and appliance seller ups its green game. And the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo is coming to McCormick Place next weekend. We'll get a preview. WBBM Business. The markets are mixed right now. Now, the Dow is up 206 points. The NASDAQ is down 232. The S&P 500 down 28. We have 50 degrees right now in Chicago under mostly sunny skies, going up to 58 today. It's 1231. Governor Pritzker is weighing in on the status of a top executive at the CTA. While not directly calling for the firing of President Dorval Carter, he says there needs to be a new and additional leadership at the agency. That comes amid ongoing problems involving crime, service, and staffing. Some members of the city council have also called for Carter's dismissal. The American government is again warning Israel against an invasion of the largest city in southern Gaza.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's imperative that Israel moves some 1.4 million people in Rafah to safety as it continues its bombing of Gaza.
We believe that a major military operation with a large presence of a civilian population would have terrible consequences for that population.
Many of those in Rafah fled Israeli bombs in the rest of Gaza. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
It's 12:32 as the noon business hour continues. The markets are mixed right now. Let's check in with Jim Welsh, macro strategist and portfolio manager, MacroTides.com in San Diego, about today's market activity. Jim, thank you for joining us today and shaping up to be another down week for the markets. And this was something, Jim, that you were kind of predicting not too long ago.
Well, thank you, Rob. My take was that the CPI for March was going to come in hotter than expected, which was going to push out rate cuts by the Fed. And then from a technical standpoint, the S&P and other major averages have experienced what are called a key reversal to the downside. And that is where an average hits a higher high, a lower low, and then closes down. And at an end of a move, as we saw a big rally, those key reversals kind of signal exhaustion. So to me, those two factors combined made me believe that we were likely to see a 7 to 10% correction with the April or March CPI being kind of the kickoff.
And the markets appear to be under a little bit of stress just because of geopolitical activities, the ongoing tension in the Middle East. You had a shooting war briefly, or a shooting skirmish between Israel and Iran, starting with Iran attacking Israel last Saturday and then Israel firing back yesterday. And that's certainly playing a role impacting the market in different ways, starting with the price of oil, but also continuing through the price of goods, because a lot of material is shipped through the Persian Gulf.
Yeah, one thing I discussed in the April issue of Macro Tides, Rob, was the shipping costs, not just the Strait of Hormuz shipping lane, but also down in Panama Canal. They've had a drought down there. So shipping costs, supply chain issues, not anywhere near what they were in 2021 and 2022. But it just adds to the inflation support, if you will, which obviously works against what the Federal Reserve is hoping for.
Earnings season continues, and Netflix is a situation that really confounds me because the stock is down 7%. It beat top and bottom line, but the one thing the market's reacting to is the fact that they will stop reporting subscriber growth next year, Jim. And it seems what baffles me about the fact that the stock is selling off is that Netflix is doing what investors wanted to see. It is delivering better financial performance. These streamers are no longer being evaluated on subscriber growth, so they're going to stop reporting, and yet they're being punished for it.
Well, that tells you, gives you a clue, Rob, in terms of investor psychology. If those numbers had come out 2-3 months ago, Netflix would be up strongly. But we've seen, I think, a turn in the tide related to inflation, related to monetary policy, with the geopolitical things added in. And that what we're seeing is selling into good news as opposed to buying into good news. And so to me, Netflix story, its individual story, is a tell for the overall market. So in that regard, again, it's just one more negative that investors aren't happy with great results.
And we have a couple of other story stocks today. American Express lifting the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And that is one of those quarterly reports that not only tells the story of how the company is doing financially, but also talking about just how the economy is doing at large through Amex cardholders.
Yeah. Again, consumer spending has been kind of the linchpin. I think we're going to see some changes as we get to mid-year and beyond, Rob, because I believe many indicators are suggesting that we're going to see job growth slow materially as we get into the second half of this year. If that proves true, American Express in a quarter or two from now will be reporting that, you know what, we're starting to see some slowing in consumer spending. But, you know, for this quarter, it was a solid number. And, you know, the first quarter GDP number is going to come out in pretty good shape.
And if there's any indication that the economy is slowing down in a substantial way, the interest rate optimists will jump back into the chat and they'll start buying on the possibility of more cuts once again.
Well, what, you're right. I mean, what it'll take is definitive signs the economy is slowing. The one thing I would point out is we've seen rates move up and the market up until recently has been able to ignore those, Rob, because of belief that there would be no recession, no meaningful slowdown, earnings were going to be going up. So I think if we get economic data that starts to soften, that removes that foundation for the rally in the narrative. And so to me, I think the initial response to weak data will be stock weakness before the Fed comes to the rescue.
Jim Welsh, macro strategist and portfolio manager, MacroTides.com in San Diego. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, an Entrepreneur Friday, a leading Chicago retailer that's also a recycling powerhouse.
It's the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday. The apt delivery trucks are a common sight in the Chicago area. What you may not know, that this family-run business puts a huge emphasis on its green initiatives, including a massive recycling operation. Welcome in Bob Taylor, Director of Operations, Apt Electronics, Milwaukee Avenue in Glenview. Bob, thank you for joining us today. And before we talk about your electronics recycling operation, how are the fish doing these days?
Fish are doing great. It's an 8,000-gallon tank, and they have a lot of place to swim around and have a good time.
Yeah, every time we take the kids to Apt, either for some sort of holiday event or to do some browsing, they always have to check out the fish tank before we leave for the day. But we know Apt as a big electronics retailer, but what we may not know is that you also have a rather substantial recycling operation. So what are some of the things that are recycled?
Well, App started recycling 30 years ago, and it just got larger and larger. And obviously, as we become larger in the marketplace, you know, we have more and more stuff coming back. So you got to find unique ways to recycle the material. And we've been looking at trying to find ways to be green and make green. And it's a good combination for our business to say, okay, we're doing the right thing for the environment, but it's also the right thing for our pocketbook. One good example of that is we have over 6,000 solar panels on the roof. And with the incentives from federal government and the Illinois state right now, your payback is around 3 years for these solar panel systems. And after that, it's just saving you energy and putting money in your pocket. So that's a great, if you have the money up front to do it, that's one initiative that you can do. The apps have also done some things where they do the capital investments that make sense for us moving forward in the future. We just built a 30,000 square foot recycling center, and we take in 20 million pounds of garbage just in appliances. And we've done things like we just installed a new car crusher where we crush it into small cubes, put it on a truck, and we reduce our transportation by almost 70%. And so it's a way to make green, but at the same time, it's being green because we're recycling all the metal products. Another unique thing we do is styrofoam recycling. A lot of people don't think you can recycle styrofoam, but we actually found a company that has a machine that reduces styrofoam by 90%, takes it into its base material, and then we send it to companies who actually blow it back up with air and turn it back into styrofoam for insulation on houses or for plastic for picture frames or plastic woods. And at this point, they're actually paying us 20 cents a pound for styrofoam, where normally it would go in the garbage and take 1,000 years in a landfill to get rid of. We've actually found a way to make a few dollars recycling it.
It's Entrepreneur Friday. We're talking with Bob Taylor, Director of Operations at Apt Electronics in Glenview. And very quickly, let's talk about the 22 million pounds of appliances that are recycled on a yearly basis by Apt. Because if you buy something new from Apt, and once the delivery truck drops off your new refrigerator or washer dryer, and they take the old thing away, does it have a date with the Apt recycling facility?
It does. Again, it comes back on the truck, and again, we're putting it in that car crusher, cubing it up into smaller bits, and sending it directly to the steel mills, who now reuse that metal into new products.
Bob Taylor, Director of Operations, Apt Electronics in Glenview, thank you for joining us today on this Entrepreneur Friday. Still to come, a look ahead to the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A pop culture extravaganza set to return to Chicago a week from today, the 2024 Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, also known as C2E2, will attract fans to McCormick Place. Joining us with a preview is Vincent Zerzolo, president of MetropolisComics.com and ComicConnect.com, the world's largest dealer for vintage comic books based in New York. Vincent, thank you for joining us today. And it is always staggering to think about the degree to which comic book conventions have changed over the past 30 or 40 years or so, because there was a time, Vincent, I found there was an online photo gallery of pictures from the San Diego Comic-Con from 1982. And back then, the biggest celebrity you would get was like Gary Owens, who was doing cartoon voiceovers at the time. But now, comic book conventions, whether they're in San Diego or Chicago, are a big part of the entertainment marketing machine.
Yes, absolutely. First, thanks so much for having me on. We're so excited to be back in Chicago. We love the people there. They're amazing. The fans there, the collectors, the investors, everybody. It's just awesome. And yes, you're right. Comic book conventions have changed dramatically. So when I was a kid, it was basically a bunch of stinky fanboys in a room, you know, buying and selling comics. But now it brings entire families. And what's also great about it is a lot more women coming to conventions are interested in pop culture and comic books. So we've seen a really growing diversity in terms of the types of people who come to these shows and the interest in different types of pop culture memorabilia, where they're selling millions of dollars worth of vintage comic books and original comic art and pop culture memorabilia. And we're having a great time. All the while, we love the cosplayers. We love talking to customers, people who are really, really passionate about what we share in common, the love of comic books.
And how much, you know, these comic book shows, you know, how much of it is, are comic books still at the center of it outside of movies or franchises or pop culture?
Well, C2E2 is very comic-centric. And what we love about it as well is that you get people there who are there to buy, to sell, to consign to our auctions, Comic Connect auctions. And what I'm excited about is this will be the first time that the comic book I created, The Addiction, will be on sale in Chicago. So I love this stuff so much, I went out and created my own comic book. And I've been buying and selling since I'm 15. I'll be 53 next week.
And how, you know, very quickly, you know, how has the comic book buying and selling scene changed over the years, too? Because I remember when I was a kid, there was a place called 10th Planet in Oak Lawn, a southwest suburb, that was the comic book shop for me, and you would go and you would check certain things out, and it was always like a way of expanding the imagination. But I'm guessing the art form itself has changed by leaps and bounds since 1993.
Well, Yeah, well, in terms of the commerce end of it, a lot of it has gone online, both through like our auctions and our websites, things like that. But in terms of collecting, what's also become very popular is digital collecting of comic books and collectibles. So we sell our comic book, The Addiction, through the Vivi app. And last week we sold our second issue of The Addiction, and we sold out 5,000 copies in 34 minutes. So it's been very exciting to see the change. We love people who love print comic books, and we love people who love digital comic books. It takes a whole community of different tastes and different styles to make this what it is. And so we're all pro everything that's going on. We want to see more and more people enjoying what we consider America's greatest art form, the comic book.
Vincent Zerzolo, president of Metropolis Comics and ComicConnect.com in New York. He will be in Chicago next week for C2E2 at McCormick Place.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.